You're listening to SBS News.
Among a strong contingent of works, it was an oil painting by Deirdre Bean that struck a chord with the judges of this year's Gallipoli Art Prize. The canvas titled Along the Ride to Damascus features an Australian Light Horse Battalion sword alongside a sheath and swagger stick on a white background. The highly regarded botanical artist was inspired by a 2013 trip to Gallipoli.
I painted a light horse sword that was issued to the Australian and the British soldiers after the Battle of Bathsheba on their way to Damascus.
Two-time winner Jeff Harvey received the highly commended accolade for his piece, Lest We Forget, depicting Stockton's war memorial across four seasons.
And to me, that symbolises time passing, and it's been a long time since the Gallipoli campaign and the First World War, but we are still remembering those brave men that fought in that war. So that's what I tried to capture in this painting.
Painter John Klein was among the finalists with his portrait of his son, a recently commissioned officer in the Royal Australian Army Medical Corps who was rushed through training to take part in Operation COVID-19.
I took inspiration from historic war paintings from the sort of 30s and 40s, where the subjects were often painted looking very sort of, I don't know, optimistic. I wanted it to feel optimistic as I was looking forward to a positive future, I guess, for the country and also for us to get through the pandemic.
Although it shares its name with one of Australia's most significant military campaigns, the Gallipoli Art Prize is not about works depicting war. John Robertson of the Gallipoli Memorial Club says pieces instead capture the spirit of the Gallipoli campaign.
The criteria for the art prize is the artwork that best represents loyalty, respect, love of country, courage and comradeship. And the artwork that best represents those attributes should be the winning prize.
But there was still a thread of the unfairness and brutality of war. A piece by Indigenous artist John Field illustrates the story of a young man killed in battle from a shrapnel wound. His experiences before his death were relayed to his mother in letters astoundingly found by the artist in a Sydney bin in 1975. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.